You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. We are in a really crazy time right now with everyone so heightened and unsure about COVID-19, the coronavirus. And I thought this was a very opportune time to talk about how what we in the medical field, and especially in the surgical world, have really been doing for years is something that we call universal precautions. And what that really means is that every patient that comes in to the office, every patient that would come into an emergency room, every patient that would come to the operating room, we must treat as if they are someone that has every known virus, ailment, you name it, that's out there, because you just don't know. And this all got very, very, very heightened back when HIV first came onto the scene. I was a resident way back when this first came onto the scene. And I remember all the different meetings and in-services and residency reviews and resident and hospital and doctor programs that I had to attend that basically said, you must treat every patient as though they had anything that you could possibly think about. And I think that's given a lot of, especially surgical type mentality people, operating room nurses, ER physicians, trauma surgeons, anyone that's really in the field or seeing people that could be injured or traumatized, we always know that we have coming on the scene right away, you would have no idea of what's really going on, and you just have to treat everyone with universal precautions. And the training that I had was starting out in general surgery, where I had to do 4 years of doing everything from trauma surgery, in the trauma units, doing everything from general surgery with bowel resections and operating on people's livers and you name it, all the way up to doing neurosurgery and orthopedic surgery and gynecology, because all of these things are kind of encompassed inside of what was known as a general surgery residency. Now, once that was completed after 4 years, that's when I decided to specialize in plastic and reconstructive surgery. And as you can well imagine, the name reconstructive surgery has a lot to do with trauma that may happen. So during my years in my plastic and reconstructive surgery residency and fellowship, you can imagine we were out there seeing everything that would come in through an emergency room that needed reconstruction or needed a trauma type team, also using plastic surgery as a way of making everything heal well, start looking better, and restoring function. So many, many nights, I can tell you that I was in emergency rooms doing mandible fixes. You know, someone was in a bar fight and they broke their jaw or had their nose broken or, you know, had their eye punched and they broke their orbital rim. And so all of these things were happening in a traumatic fashion. Now, over the years, my practice has morphed and really has changed into a cosmetic practice, where I am still treating patients all the time as if we're back in the trauma unit or in the emergency room, where I'm still using universal precautions. And the reason why I want to talk about this, especially in light of what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic, is that think about where you're going to get Botox injections, any kind of facial fillers, or anything that you may deem kind of frivolous in terms of the world, in the world of surgery, or in the world of any kind of medical treatments. And I want you to take a good look at where you may be going to get some of these injectables. The people that may be injecting you may be very skilled. I don't know. But if you really are going to places that you may question their sterility techniques, would you really go there to get other things done? Would you go there to get your tooth pulled? If it was a dental office and you were showing up at this place to get your tooth pulled, and it was in a back room of some salon, and that's where you were going to get your Botox injections, or if you were getting an injection put into your butt to make your butt look more shapely or fuller, is it really being done in somebody's room at a Holiday Inn, at some office somewhere, or in somebody's house? Because all of the things that I'm mentioning to you are things that I've been on TV multiple times to talk about, because disastrous results have happened in those exact scenarios. In New York, someone was literally getting injected in an office building, a maintenance room, because they got some kind of product sent in from somewhere, and somehow or another, word got out, probably through social media, that somebody was able to inject a certain product into your butt and it would make it fuller and it would last for a really long time. Unfortunately, as you can well imagine, and as you might have, you know, heard about, it had disastrous results. In Philadelphia, I'm sure you remember the whole story about the Black Widow, who was injecting people in a hotel room, and people would fly in because she had a clientele base, I guess, that was an underground type of thing. So I'm just bringing to light the fact that we now need to know about washing your hands constantly, wiping down surfaces when you're going to be at your workstation or when you're around other places where you may be going to eat or work. Think about that from a universal precaution standpoint all the time. Even once this whole coronavirus, COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic starts to become more contained and controlled, the idea of continuing the safety of knowing where you're going to get certain procedures done, understanding who it is that's performing those procedures, and just maintaining an overall educated understanding that all of these things have a potential downside to them. And it could just be from the standpoint of cleanliness and sterility. You know, the person doing the injectables may have gone to courses and may have learned how to do those injections, may have learned how to do a chemical peel or a laser. But is the facility, is the way that they were taught how to do it in line with how you're really supposed to do things in a sterile way, in a very important, I guess is a very good word to use here. Like, is it being given the importance that you would hope it would be given? And many times that does, you know, cause the cost of certain things to be where you would maybe expect it to be. So when you see that a cost for, let's say, your Botox injection or your fillers seem a little bit low or seem almost ridiculously out of price range of what you would normally think it should be, it may make you raise the red flag to say, why is it that cheap? Where are they cutting some of these costs? And unfortunately, if they are cutting some of the costs in terms of cleanliness, in terms of just making sure that their environment that they're working in is sterile enough, those are things that you don't really want to cut costs with. You want to be smart about this. And I just want to use this time where everyone is so heightened about certain things to just bring to the attention. This is why when we talk about people leaving the country to go have surgery elsewhere, we're in no way saying that the plastic surgeons or the surgeons that would be doing the procedure are untrained or unskilled. It's really not that as much as it is, where is the procedure being performed? Are they maintaining the same sterility and the same things that we in the United States know we have to maintain in order to keep the doors open, in order to get certification from all the health agencies? Like, where are these procedures being performed? How are they able to do it for such a cheap amount of money? Could it be because the facility they're using doesn't have to maintain certain legal type certifications? Is it because that the people that are there aren't trained in the way of doing things in the most sterile fashion? Those are things to really keep in mind, and I'm hoping that as this whole pandemic starts to clear and we get much more of a handle on everything, that we're taking this opportunity to really re-educate ourselves and become just more strict in how we deal with things so that hopefully we can stay healthy and safe for a very, very long time. You've been listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Stay safe, and I'll be speaking with you again next week.
Thank you for listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.